It wasn't long after our excellent excursion into the Boca al fresco dining scene that I found a book in the library titled No Bad Dogs by the acclaimed British dog trainer Barbara Woodhouse, which advanced the same belief that Marley's first instructor, Miss Dominatrix, held so dear, that the only thing standing between an incorrigible canine and greatness was a befuddled, indecisive, weak-willed human master. As I read, I began to feel better about our flawed retriever. We had gradually come to the firm conclusion that Marley was indeed the world's worst dog. Now I was buoyed to read that there were all sorts of horrid behaviors he did not have. Then I got to Chapter 24, Living with the Mentally Unstable Dog. As I read, I swallowed loudly. Woodhouse was describing Marley with an understanding so intimate I could swear she had been bunking with him in his battered crate. She addressed the manic, bizarre behavior patterns, the destructiveness when left alone, the gouged floors and chewed rugs. She described the attempts by owners of such beasts to make some place either in the house or yard dog-proof. She even addressed the use of tranquilizers as a desperate and largely ineffective last measure to try to return these mentally broken mutts to the land of the sane. Some are born unstable, some are made unstable by their living conditions, but the result is the same. The dogs, instead of being a joy to their owners, are a worry, an expense, and often bring complete despair to an entire family, Woodhouse wrote. I looked down at Marley snoozing at my feet and said, "Sound familiar?" In a subsequent chapter, Woodhouse wrote with a sense of resignation, "I cannot stress often enough that if you wish to keep a dog that is not normal, you must face up to living a slightly restricted existence." "You mean like living in mortal fear of going out for a gallon of milk?" "Although you may love a subnormal dog," she continued, "other people must not be inconvenienced by it." "Other people, such as, hypothetically speaking, Sunday diners at a sidewalk cafe in Boca Raton, Florida?" I was expecting Woodhouse to offer a cheery solution for the owners of such defective merchandise, a few helpful tips that, when properly executed, could turn even the most manic of pets into Westminster-worthy show dogs. But she ended her book on a much darker note. "Only the owners of unbalanced dogs can really know where the line can be drawn between a dog that is sane and one that is mentally unsound. No one can make up the owner's mind as to what to do with the last kind. I, as a great dog lover, feel it is kinder to put them to sleep." Gulp. "Don't worry, big guy," I said, leaning down to scratch Marley's belly. "The only sleep we're going to be doing around this house is the kind you get to wake up from." He sighed dramatically and drifted back to his dreams of French poodles and heat. It was around the same time that we also learned not all labs are created equal. The breed has two distinct subgroups, English and American. As the brochure for a Pennsylvania retriever breeder, Endless Mountain Labradors, explains it, "So many people ask us, what's the difference between the English and the American, or field, labs? There is such a big difference that the AKC is considering splitting the breed. There is a difference in build as well as temperament. If you are looking for strictly a field dog for field trial competition, go for the American field dog. They are athletic, tall, lanky, thin, but have very hyper, high-strung personalities, which do not lend themselves to being the best family dogs. On the other hand, the English labs are very blocky, stocky, shorter in their build, very sweet, quiet, mellow, lovely dogs." It didn't take me long to figure out which line Marley belonged to. If that weren't enough, our specific choice just happened to be mentally unbalanced, unwound, and beyond the reach of training, tranquilizers, or canine psychiatry. The kind of subnormal specimen an experienced dog trainer like Barbara Woodhouse might just consider better off dead. Great, I thought. Now we find out.